regarding our schedule, you know, we're still on what we would call an A schedule, which is a padded practice in the morning and then more of a walkthrough in the PM. Again, this afternoon we'll be down on the lower field. Any questions?
Coach, is there a point in camp where it starts to grind on them a little bit?
We're not close yet.
What's that?
We're not close. We're in the tunnel, and there's no light right now. And I'm serious when I say we're into our second padded practice. But there is a point probably, and it depends on the weather, and it depends on – but it's all relative, right?
Right.
So we're just starting.
Sean, before you looked at the film, just on face value, you had to be impressed, 907, the inside drill. Well, the offensive line, they had a few holes. They were gashing the defense.
Well, a couple things in defense of the defense. When you do a true drill like that, you know, you're without safeties, and so much of the game is how you're fitting. Anytime a safety enters the box, you're technically fitting a half a gap cleaner as a defense. But that being said, it's a great drill to not just develop toughness, but really develop low pad level, because usually the low pad level player wins. And typically when you have a drill like that, you have snaps that are real good for the defense, snaps that are real good for the offense. But the ones that are real good for the offense seem more significant because you have a running back, you know, that's running down the field. But defensively and offensively, that's a back and forth. It's a technique drill, really, when you look at leverage and pad level. And I was pleased this afternoon. I thought our pad level was better than it was yesterday morning.
Did you say overall the competition was really good today?
Yeah, I thought we had good tempo at practice. I thought it was crisp. We'll see the film. And, you know, again, it kind of goes back and forth. I thought in the kicking game as well, we did some good things. But after our second padded practice, there were a lot of things that we can coach up and get corrected.
Secondary looked really good today. Keenan Lewis made a couple plays in a row. Caro, Patrick Robinson. What did you see from that today?
I said this yesterday. There's some periods where all of a sudden it seems like, you know, you're completing a lot of balls. There's other periods where you're not. And I thought defensively it was better today than it was yesterday in the morning. And so you just keep looking for signs of improvement and you want that to happen back and forth, but on both sides of the ball.
Sean, individual player that maybe we're not familiar with, number 42, Pierre Warren of Jacksonville State. It seems like
he had an interception. He got his hands on a ball and made a nice play. You know, I think I just finished talking about this with the whole team, but when you're looking at the safety position, when you're looking at linebacker, tight end, all of these players that are trying to make an impression are having a chance to do that now, and certainly they're going to have a better chance to do that when we start the preseason games. And every year there's going to be two guys that make it because of the kicking game. Either they cover kicks, they block a kick, they're smart and they know where to be. And so, you know, he's a player that would fall into that category. But he's got good ball skills and you know, it appears to be good reactions and someone that, you know, is beginning to pick up what we're doing. So, you know, we just keep giving him reps, giving all these guys work. And he's one of those players, though, where the kicking game is going to be real important.
Curious to see how Victor Butler continues to play.
No different than a handful of the other guys coming off an injury. You know, how do they bounce back? And I think he's in good shape. And I think that, you know, I think he's at 100%, and it's just getting back into the football, physically getting back into football shape and carrying the pads and doing all the little things well. But I am anxious to see him.
What's your take on the run?
I know his future's not determined.
Pardon?
Looking at Butler, I know his future's not determined yet. Depends on what's happening next couple weeks. But is he competing more for a spot in the rotation or more of a spot as a potential start? I know it might be a little bit of both, but it's more.
Well, it would be both. You know, he was a starter going into the offseason a year ago, and you play so many packages, you're competing for snaps, and And I think that he would be a player that's, you know, competing for those snap opportunities, be it in base or be it in some of the sub defenses.
Corey White seems to be getting a lot of snaps at safety. Is that something to read?
Pardon?
Corey White seems to be getting a lot of work at safety. Is that something to read into, or just business as usual?
He's not getting a lot of work at safety, though. He's playing the inside nickel.
It seems like he's been deep a couple times.
Well, it might be because of a formation we've been in. So his primary snaps are coming at corner or in the slot. So it might be a formation that made it look like or an in and out coverage that all of a sudden put him high.
Okay.
But his role is going to be as a corner, as an inside player, and then someone in the kicking game.
Your take on the run defense, I know it was 19th in the league last year. You know, what's your take on that? Is that a big concern, or you think that's not a...
Well, I think a point of emphasis for our players is not only in our run defense, our run offense. You know, having the ability to control the game, both on defense and on offense, that's something we've talked about. We've talked about into this training camp. And so I know we'd like to improve defending the run and certainly like to improve in our running game. And when you start defensively and you can take away that element from an offense, that's pretty significant. And we played games offensively where we felt like that area has been taken away. And I know it just... It really limits you then, and so I think that that's an area we want to improve in. But I would say that goes offensively as well, and that's, you know, just there's times in the second half where you want to have a little bit better control of a game, and in order to do that, it starts with run offense and run defense.
Just kind of a follow-up, based on the really good teams in the NFC, do you think, because of their physical nature, that's something that you have to be able to counteract?
Well, we think we're one of those teams. You know, and we played that way in our first playoff game against Philadelphia and really approached the second playoff game much the same way. So now, do we want to improve in that area? Yes, but we feel like that's going to be important for us, and we feel like we're one of those teams.
Sean, Ben Grubbs, has he suffered any kind of an injury?
No, both Ben and Robert will be back here, I think, in the next day or so. But with regards to injuries, as always, Mike, we never get into detail with them.
Coach Mickey talked on Thursday about you guys' working relationship. How crucial is that to the success that head coach G is having?
Well, it's very important. You know, we have a great relationship, and he's someone that I've got a ton of respect for. We've got a real good line of communication, and it's one of the steps of functionality within a program. You know, ownership, front office, coaching staff, you know, all of that I don't ever take for granted, because if you look around our league, that doesn't exist with every other team. So he's a real clear thinker. He's got great ideas, and he's very steady. And, you know, I could go on and on here without just going through all of his strengths. But the relationship and the consistency to be in, you know, what is my eighth season, but 9 years together, that's important. There's some continuity there, and the same thing applies with our owner. That all filters down, and I think the players are able to see that and benefit from that as well.
Sean, do you guys see Lolito as just a center, or is he a guy who can still balance over?
No, I would say it's a good question. He's an interior lineman who, you know, is getting a lot of his snaps at center because it's his really first full season. But he's also a player that can play guard, and the versatility a lineman has, you know, a tackle that can play right and left or an interior lineman that can play guard and center. You know, we're only able to take X number of players to the game, and so generally it's either two backups or maybe three backups in the offensive line, so that versatility is important. Well, we've done it in the spring, we've done it in the fall, just not in training camp. But I think, you know, the point is, not so much in the warm-up drills, but as it's like anything, you know, playing during a team drill, you're still having to focus, and maybe all of a sudden now it's not so much crowd noise, but it's just being able to focus on the next play. One of the big points we bring up is we're going to grade all of the tape. We're going to have a chance to see the tape. We just don't want one mistake leading to the next. And you're just looking for that mental discipline, if you will, that ability to focus when it's noisy, loud, busy, because a lot of times it feels that way, especially when you're on the road.
I want to ask you, what do you learn from guys like Tufin and Rob by watching them coach their position? Do you ever take something?
Absolutely. Joe's someone that daily he and I'll talk about schedule, where our team's at, you name it. He provides me, and not always with what I want to hear, and that's pretty valuable, what I need to hear. And with regards to Rob, you know, you get back to the passion of coaching and teaching, and you have to have that. The players want it, and they want to be taught, and they want you to give them means to improve, and that's our job as teachers.
Sean, I don't know if I'm just maybe imagining this, but Kyrie Robinson, he looks leaner. I mean, I don't know if he's that 220, 205. He just looks leaner to me.
I'm not sure if his weight's different. He certainly is further along, though, with what we're doing. And the improvement he's made just with regards to protections. And so what you see is a player that once he knows what to do is all of a sudden not as hesitant, much more decisive. You know, he's had some real good – he had a real good run cut today. He's physical, and he's just really continued to improve. One more question.
Sean, since roster spots aren't so precious, what does it say that you bring in a guy like Lorig? What does it say about your desire to improve your running game?
Well, we saw him on tape quite a bit. We followed Tampa Bay in about four or five games. And the second half of the season, they did some good things in the running game. And so we saw him come up on film. And then when he was a free agent in the offseason, he was a guy we weren't sure that we would – be able to sign, and he took a visit, and fortunately things worked out. But he's a bigger fullback, so he's got some size and some mass, I think, that help him, and he's also got some flexibility with where he can align because of his size, and he can also run and play special teams.